I want to go to my teaching today. I want to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. As a pastor, you have to know the difference. All through God's word, he continued to tell you not to be deceived. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, start with verse 14. 1 Corinthians 4, 14. There are different messages in the Bible. Everything in the Bible is not to us. So we have to understand that, because there are, I would say, probably 95% of churches who are ministering the wrong message. Because the Bible already gave us the message that we're supposed to preach. I want to give them to you in my teaching today. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, I want to read that in verse number 14. I'm only going to read 14 down to verse 17. Let's read together. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have, watch this, begotten you through the gospel. Only in the New Testament you could be begotten. But the ministries that's being preached is not begotten. It's conversion. Conversion is to the soul. Begotten is to the spirit. Total different man. All right? Paul preached, I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore, I beseech you, be ye followers of me. For this cause have I sent to you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance, he talks to the church of Corinth, of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. So Paul had to minister to the Jew and to the Gentile. Now, we know those terms are no longer with us today, Jews and Gentiles, because God put both in Christ and made one new man. We'll get to that later. All right. Now, what I want to do today is show you, and I'm seeing my son. I don't want him to have to go through what I had to go through. I was taught about baptism and communion and those are kinds of things as a pastor. We don't worry about that in the new covenant. Our gospel is Christ. We're going to go and show you some things. So I want you to jot down, I know all you can't do this or not, and I know they're not going to be able to do this, but it's going to be recorded, and it's being recorded. But I want to show you there are two visions. When I read Acts chapter number, let's go back there, Acts chapter number 26, you have to know that there's a heavenly vision. Now, what I'm giving you is not easy to find. You got the sign back here. How many years, so I don't have to say it, 44 years in ministry. And some things I'm learning now that I did not understand. That's why I want to teach on this, because I do not want the ministry to suffer for the knowledge of the word. That's why everything is being recorded on DVDs, CDs, podcasts. We are doing everything to restore the word. I'm teaching you the whole new covenant because of that. All right? Now, our ministry is follow the heavenly vision. Let's go to Acts chapter 26 and verse 19. Follow, say it with me, follow the heavenly vision. Now, this is what I had to do. I had to learn to do this. Regardless of what I've been taught all my life, I had to find out what and who I supposed to be following. I know I'm following the Apostle Paul. See, this is how people get lost and eventually lose their souls, because they would not obey the word. They would not obey the spirit. All right? So I'm telling you now, as the Apostle Paul, God gave that from the Holy Ghost. The new covenant was written by the Holy Spirit, given to the Apostle Paul, just like the whole Old Testament was given by the Holy Ghost, but it was given to Moses, which was the law. All right? That's why the law is holy and just, but it wasn't for you. All right? But it did come from God. Here in verse 19, whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. So what I want to say to this body, number one, you want to write down the heavenly vision. Because I'm going to show you in the Word that there is an earthly vision, and 95% of churches are teaching you an earthly vision. But you got to know why. You got to know how you know. All right? Now, the heavenly vision is what you want to put down. Now, I want to give you this on the heavenly vision. Follow the heavenly vision. Questions. I'm going to give you a scripture for each one. One day, maybe I'll really get into this and show all of it. But who did God give this vision to? I'm not going to be able to read no scriptures. I'm just giving it to you. Acts chapter 22, verse 6 through 15. Acts 26, 15 through 19. I'm doing this for the tape's sake. God gave Paul the heavenly vision. Number two, who did God send Paul to? You always got to know that, because if you don't know that, you are preaching the wrong vision. God sent Paul to the Gentiles. We're going to show you that. I just gave you that in Acts 26 already. God sent Paul to the Gentiles. What, number three, what did God give Paul for us? He gave Paul grace. Now, if you don't follow the Apostle Paul, you would not be given grace. Let me put it this way. You've been given grace, you just won't receive it. You're following the wrong person that can't give you grace. Only Paul was given grace. I want to show you a couple of scriptures. Romans chapter 1, verse 5. Just going to give you, we're going to go to that one on the screen. Romans chapter 1, verse 5. The Paul was given, like I just gave to my son, certificate of ordination or certificate of licensing. All right? But he has another certificate that I will give him on a presentation when that day comes, as pastoring of the ministry. All right? So don't go out and tell nobody, Pastor Crump ain't pastoring no more. I'm recording it. All right. All right. I plan on being around a long time. But you cannot wait until you get to a certain time of your life, and then it don't happen, and who gonna do it? See, I've seen pastors go through this, and they left nobody at their church. My wife, I'm not going to drop this on her, although I believe she can handle it. I'm not going to do that. She'll have to be the mother of Timothy. All right, you read the Bible, you know what I mean. All right. She's not going anywhere, but I'm talking about to catch the blunt of the ministry. All right. Now, let me take you to Romans chapter 1, verse 5, quickly. Romans chapter 1, verse 5 says, by whom we have received. Now, he's already talked about Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, the first four verses. Then he says, by whom we have received grace and apostleship. Now, he received it. That's all you can do in the new covenant is receive. The new covenant is based on knowing. So everything I'm giving you is about what? Knowing. The Old Testament that I'm going to give you, which is the, I'm not giving you the heavenly vision. I'm giving you the heavenly vision now. But the heavenly vision is based on knowing. The earthly vision is based on doing. That's how you separate the two. So when somebody say you have to do something, that is the earthly vision. If you got to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you got to believe in your heart. You got to do something to receive from God. You got to keep his commandment. You got to obey him. Everything is doing. Grace is not doing. Grace is unmerited favor. Grace is God has done the work for you and has given to you everything you need in life. See, that's favor. All right, that's what grace is. The work is finished in grace. There's no work in grace. I'm talking about for you to receive the thing that God has for you to do. Once you get to be pastor of a church, you're going to have to work, believe me. All right, there's work in ministry. All right, now, so I'm going through these to show you the heavenly vision. I'm giving them to you. What did God give this? Who did God give this vision to, Paul? What did God give Paul? Grace. All right. Now, let's show you that in the next verse, Romans 12:3. Let's give you one more in Romans. I'll give you two more in Romans. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Romans chapter 12 and verse number 3. When you get to the screen, we will continue. Romans 12 and 3 says, I say, Romans 12 and 3. All right, wait on the screen again. Romans, oh, there we go. I say through the grace given to me. See, he keeps saying grace given to me. All right, everywhere I could, I'm going to show you one more. He gave him grace. But remember the grace that was given. Let's do the one Ephesians. Ephesians said it, that God gave the grace to Paul for us. So you have to understand, he gave it to Paul for us. Now, if you don't follow the Apostle Paul, then you won't have the grace of God for your life. You can't preach to the church about Moses, although Moses in the book of Numbers is the most meekest man in the face of the earth. You can't preach about David, although David gave the last words to Solomon, which a lot of these things I had to study this week. That's still, you have to come and preach the Pauline epistles. That was God gave us. We know that God gave the Gentiles the book Ephesians. He gave them Philippians. He gave them Colossians and 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus and Philemon is given to you. Those are the books given to us. Well, we can also learn from the other seven books he gave to the Jews. We can learn from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which I'm going to show you today, that they preached the gospel of the kingdom. Totally different from this message. 95% of churches today are preaching the gospel of the kingdom. 95%+ of churches are preaching the gospel of the kingdom. When you say do something, it's for the gospel of the kingdom. And what they're saying do it for, because they want to get you converted. Converted means change. It don't mean a new creation. It means turn. You look at the word converted, a conversion is turn. You can turn from gospel Christ back to something else. You can turn from something else to the gospel Christ. That's all turn means. It means convert. The word proselyte, Jesus told them, you converted one proselyte. And you made them the twofold child of hell than yourself. You don't mean you're saved because you converted. So when you say I change is what church has been telling. I was into that. I was thinking we had to change. No, it's not change. You got to die. Not the change. The old man got to die. You got to die to yourself. You in Christ now will come alive in you. Self have to die. You have to understand Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. That's death. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Christ cannot live in you until you're dead and gone. You have to come out the house. He comes in the house. That's why he said, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, talking about that man in the house, hear my voice, open the door. And I'm going to say it this way, come out. So I can come in, because both of us can't live in the same house. The house have to be turned over to Christ. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and now God lives in you, and you are not your own. You've been bought out. God bought your house out. It's not your house no more. All right. Now, this fellowship, I'm sorry, follow the heavenly vision. I want to give you a couple more on this. God gave us grace. What was Paul's message? The gospel of Christ. I'm not going to be able to go to that, but I'm going to give you a scripture. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. The gospel of Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Paul's gospel is a word of truth, the gospel of our salvation. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. All right, remember, God gave Paul grace. I want to put emphasis on the other, because I'm going to be preaching grace all the time. That's all I preach. But I want to show you where 95% of people in churches are, and that is the wrong gospel. And I'm going to show you why Paul was so hot. Let's go to Galatians chapter 1. This is why in verse 6, now I'm going to give you this first because I'm going to show it to you, then you're going to know why Paul was hot when he told them not to preach another gospel. Because there was, all the gospel that was going on there was called the gospel of the kingdom. And we're going to show you what it means. From here we go to Matthew chapter 13, verse 1. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6 says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. You know what they did, right? They went back to Judaism. They went back to doing, bread on the table, doing, repenting, doing. See, that's what they did. Every one of those Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1, it's everyone is you doing something. You doing something. Baptism, you're doing something. Eating bread off the table, you're doing something. You're doing something to achieve something. Salvation is free. You can only receive it. All right? Now here, Paul says, verse 6 says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. There are some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. So he's telling you, that's what they did. But if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. And we said before, I say again, if any man preach any other gospel to you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Why? Because Paul taught that if you do that, you become an enemy of the cross. And I'm going to teach that one day. You become an enemy of the cross. You are trying to take the place of the cross. You can't do it. And verse 10 says, Do I persuade men or God? Do I seek to please men? If I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. The gospel of Christ is not after man. It's revealed to the apostle Paul from the Lord Jesus Christ. Next verse will tell you that it says, I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it. I was taught it by the revelation of Jesus Christ. So when God gives you the revelation of Jesus Christ, it qualifies you to be a minister. The next verse will tell you that. It says, for you have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and I wasted it. Verse 15 said, but when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, here it is, to reveal his son where? In me. That's the revelation of the mystery. The revelation, Christ is the mystery. That's why the kingdom is a mystery. I'm going to go back and show you that in just a moment. That's why he called you, to reveal his son in you, that I might preach him among the heathens. Immediately I confer it not with flesh and blood. So the Holy Ghost's job, when he come in you, when Christ coming in you, it's one thing to be born again. We are born from above at the cross. Remember, all this happened at the cross. God born us again. Otherwise, God put us in Christ. But we have to understand, to have the revelation of the mystery is now God revealing his son in you. So you got to understand something. People have believed the gospel and they are believers, but they don't know Christ is in them. That's the whole thing. He must be revealed to you. All right, you got to know this. All right, like the Apostle Paul. That's why he went in the desert to Arabia, and when he came back, he gave us the book of Galatians. All right, now let's move on, because I want to show you another one. That's all I'm going to do from that one. But what we are following the heavenly vision. Now, I want to go to the earthly vision, because I want to go through the same thing. Who did Paul choose? I told you we're going somewhere first, right? Matthew 13. Well, let's stop at 10 first. Let's stop at Matthew chapter 10, because I'm going to show you in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus, in verse 1, he called 12 disciples. Now, watch the difference in their ministry. So you have to understand the day would be the greatest learning experience you would have in this ministry, I believe. All right, Matthew chapter number 10. And verse 1 says, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power. Now, you want to put that there, and you want to put beside there Mark 16, 17. The Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 16, verse 17. He gave them power, because you got to know what power he gave them. What happens is we try to use their what God gave them and not what God gave us. So we're going to show you God gave Paul power too, but where was the power? See, Christ in you is the hope of glory. That's why I'm doing this. You got to know what the power. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 and 24 says, Christ, the power of God. So you have to understand something. Your power is not in a name. Your power is Christ in you. And once you get the revelation of the mystery, you'll stop asking God to do something in his name. Let me say this to you again. When you tell God to do something in his name, that means you don't know who you are. I do it all the time. And the Lord said this to me. He said, did Jesus say, I command the devil to come out in Jesus' name? I'm asking you a question. Why? Why? He had the power here. See, they had the power in his name. You got the power in you. So when you say, I command the devil to come out in Jesus' name, you are saying, like the man did, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? Because if you were a son of the living God, you would have the power here. So you don't have to say, I command the devil to come out in Jesus' name. I just tell him to go. Why? Because it's not I that live, but it's Christ that lives in me. See, everything you do it based on knowing. First, you got to know who he is. You got to know who you are in him. Because if he's here, then he says, go, he go. But he was not in them, so they had to use the Father's name. Remember, Jesus is the Father's name. All right. But you are the Son of the living God, and all power has been given to you now. You don't see you as the Son yet. That's what has to happen in the renewing of the mind. Let this mind be in you. Watch this. Which was also in Christ. He gave you his mind. Everything. But we don't want to go that far to say we are. We'll say we're the body of Christ. Christ lives in us. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. But we still think we in the house. Remember, you died. It's not I that live. It's Christ that lives in me now. So that's why you got to come to a place in one mind to be like Jesus. I and my Father is one and the same. Now, you may say, wait a minute, Pastor. Well, that's what the Bible said. Look at 1 Corinthians 6:17. See, right now, you and Christ are one spirit. See, that's why my wife and I are one. People do not understand unity. They don't understand what God did. That's why I say most people do not teach this gospel because they don't know it. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. This is why the Apostle Paul had to tell the church, you and Christ are one spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. See, we are saying Christ, but we don't want to be one with him. Watch this. See, there's only one spirit now. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But what do I live? I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Christ in me, the hope of glory. All right. 1 Corinthians 6:17 said, but he that's joined to the Lord is one spirit. Well, where's the Lord? In you. Your spirit and Christ's spirit is one and the same. You must understand something. When God came in your house to save you, your spirit was dead, cut off from God. So God had to come in with a new nature and put himself in you. See, that's what people can't understand. There's another man living in this house. I know it's radical to some of you, but there's another man living in this house. The old man is gone. I'm a new creation. That's the difference in the old covenant. What I'm giving you now is the earthly vision. What most people have been taught, they think they are all right. And they think all they have to do is just change. That's why every year they turn up a new leaf. How many leaves you got left? Matthew chapter 10. He gave them power. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them what? Power. It's nowhere in the Bible that God's word said that to you. So you got to know your own covenant. He gave them power to do something against unclean spirit, to cast them out and to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases among the people. He gave them, and he named them after that who they were. Now let's go down and see what their ministry was. Verse 5. These 12 Jesus sent. These 12 Jesus sent and commanded them, saying, go not in the way of the Gentiles. So who did he send them to? The Jews. Israel. Israel is better to say that, because not all of Israel are of Israel. So he sent them to Israel. They sent them to go not in the way of the Gentiles. Go and also do not go in the way of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's, he called them lost. Of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And watch this. Here's their message. See, you all, that he's telling you, you got to do that because you got to know your message. You just can't preach the gospel of the kingdom. That's what we've been hearing on TV. That's not the gospel of Christ. Let me show it to you. Heal the sick. Go preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. The gospel of the kingdom of heaven. We're going to go there in Matthew 13 after we leave here, right? Verse 1. Go preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. Watch this. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Right? They were given it. Now we go to, let me show you the power before I go anywhere. Mark chapter 16. You'll find these in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Not John, I'm sorry. Matthew, Mark, and Luke. All right. Now, this is after Jesus rose from the dead. So let's start back in verse 14, shall we? The Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 16, verse 14. Afterward, see, this is where most people in American churches get their doctrine from, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, I'm going to show you why that's an error. Afterward, verse 14, that's where we are. Read. After he appeared, now he has risen from the dead. After he appeared unto the 11, and as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said to them, go ye into the world. Watch this. Go ye into all the world. That's why if you don't know the word world mean Israel, then you think he's talking about America, which wasn't no America 2,000 years ago. But it's okay. All right. The word world mean Israel. That's why the Bible said God so loved the world. See, that's how he saw them. Of the world. They were so, once they come out of Babylon, once they came out of Assyria, once they came out of Egypt, they were just like the world. I don't think people realize that, because when you stay in Babylon 400 years, you just like Egyptians. All right. That's why they wanted to go back. After he appeared to the 11, as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which has seen him after he was risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. What we do, we take that and say, the mission of the church. That's why the Bible got the great commission of the church. That's not the great commission of the church. That's who the person wrote the Bible wanted to be. All right? But watch, he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized. That's why people do that in churches. They're going by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He that believeth and baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Watch this. And these signs shall follow them that believe, watch this, in my name. That's not you. You did not become a son of God by believing his name, John 1 and 12. We'll go to that, put your note. And these signs shall follow them that believe in his name. Shall cast out devils. I'm sorry, they believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Now, he's telling you where the power is. That's all I'm trying to show you. What was their power? Their power was in the name Jesus. All right? Shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents or any deadly thing and shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So when they had, after that, the Lord has spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God, and they went forth. And they went forth, and they preached everywhere. Some people say, well, you know, they still didn't go. They did. And they preached everywhere. But let's go back to the Gospel of St. Matthew, verse 23, and find out where did they go. See, they did not have the capability to go into all the world like in worldly mind think. They went into all Israel. All right, that's verse 23. Matthew chapter 10, when you get there. Start verse 22 when you get there. Matthew chapter number 10 and verse 22. Now, I'm only going to be able to read two verses. Verse 22 says, and he said, and you shall be, he's talking to his 12 disciples, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. I want to say this to you before you understand something. Just because these people cast out devils in Jesus' name do not mean that they were new creations like you are. They were not the new creation. See, that's why I got to get you to understand. That's who you are. We are the new creation. You could not be saved today in his name. And yet people are from churches to churches baptized in his name. All that is conversion. You're converting the sinner. Let's move on. In verse number 23. But when they persecute you, Jesus told them, in this city, flee into another city. For verily I say to you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. See, they were only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And that was the 12 tribes of Israel. All right, let's move on. See, don't let people tell you, well, we got the Great Commission, go into all the world. That's not you. See, that's the wrong. God gave us the heavenly vision. This is the earthly vision. Now, let's go back. Let's go up to Matthew 13. Now, you got my notes. You don't let me go somewhere I don't want to be at. Matthew 13, 1. Now, Matthew 13, 1, I want to tell you something. You want to write these down. The kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God are both types. Let me say it again. The kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God is both types. That's why in Matthew, you are in the kingdom of heaven, but the kingdom of God is in you. Remember, but you are still in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I'm giving you the parable. You haven't got the mystery until you get to Paul's ministry. Now, you can see why Paul told them, if any man preach any other gospel, because when you preach the gospel of the kingdom, you are giving people the type. They cannot be saved by believing the type. God gave us Christ, the fullness of God. All right, now watch this. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 1. The same day Jesus went out of the house, sat by the seaside. Now, I'm not going to teach that. Go down to verse 10. Let's go to verse 10, I'm sorry. And the disciples came to him and said, why speakest thou to them in parables? Now, remember, when Jesus taught the kingdom of God is like, the kingdom of heaven is like, that's what you're going to get through all the parables. So he's telling you the kingdom of God is like. Remember, the kingdom of God is a type. It's a type of you in Christ. The kingdom of heaven is a type of you in Christ. The kingdom of God is a type of Christ in you. So remember these two when I give them to you. This was their message. They did not preach Christ because Christ was not revealed yet. They did not preach Christ. Why? Because Christ was not revealed. Well, who did God reveal Christ to? The Apostle Paul. That's the whole thing. They are preaching to you mysteries. The mystery of the kingdom. Paul preaching to you the mystery of Christ. Romans 16, 25. Paul preaching to you the mystery of Christ. They are preaching to you the mystery of the kingdom. Watch this. Verse number 10. Verse 11. He answered and said to them, because it's given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. The mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Now, the kingdom of heaven is what you entered into in the old covenant. That's why when you go back and study Ezekiel, you will know that how thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How did he fall? He fell from the kingdom of heaven. Old Testament. Matthew chapter 8, verse 12, even the children of the kingdom was put out. So you have to study the Bible. You got to understand what he's talking about. That's not us. That's Old Testament. It's where a person went in the old covenant. That means in God. The soul went back to God. Old covenant. So the righteous, I'm sorry. That's why Jesus said this here. You will come from the east and from the west and from the and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, watch this, in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of heaven, I'm sorry. Where was Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? We know they're already gone before Jesus, but he said they will come. Somebody find me that verse. And sit with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Because that's where the Old Testament believer went to. That's why when Jesus came, he had to clinch the heavens. That's why Satan had to leave the kingdom of heaven. And not only that, you in Matthew chapter number, I'm not done with Matthew 13. I got to show you something. In Matthew chapter, I'm going to show you something. Even Matthew chapter number, where am I? Matthew chapter 8, verse 11, 10 and 11, right? All right, Matthew chapter 8 and verse 11. That's what I want. Matthew 8 and 11. See, that's what you got to understand something. The kingdom of heaven was a type in the old covenant. It was not Christ. It was a type. Christ is the kingdom. I'm waiting on the verse, Matthew chapter 8, verse 11. What I want. There we go, here we go. And I say to you that many of you shall come from the east and the west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, where? In the kingdom of heaven. So we know where they went. In the kingdom of heaven, you had to have your name written on a roll. The next verse will tell you, verse number 12, but the children of the kingdom, what kingdom? The kingdom of heaven, shall be cast out in the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's what happened when Jesus came. So you have to understand, just because they was in the kingdom of heaven, that don't mean they were saved. They had to be put in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. So that's why Christ had to come. He had to put all men in Christ. But he couldn't do it until after he go from the cross. After the cross he did it. At the cross, I'm sorry. On the cross. I have to say on the cross because I got a big plaque in my house that says at the cross. I bought that thing because I was raised up in church with that at the cross, God said to me, shut up, boy, it's not at the cross, it's on the cross. There are a whole lot of folk been at the cross wasn't saved. The people who killed Jesus was at the cross. Hallelujah. But God saved us because he was on the cross. Hallelujah. And that's why you have eternal life, because you were crucified with him on the cross. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 9. Having made known to us the mystery of his will. See, you have to know. He's talking about the mystery of his will. Now, I can go back and show you the will in Matthew, John. I'll go back and show it to you in John. John chapter 6, verse 39 and 40. Put that in your notes. I'm going to go back there next. That is the Father's will. But here, he's giving you the mystery of his will. Why? Verse 9. We'll go back there, John 6, 39 and 40 in a minute. Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. Here it is, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, in the gospel of Christ, all things are in Christ. He came to put all things in Christ. Here it is, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one body all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. They are on earth. Israel ministry was made on earth. Your ministry is in heaven. That's why when you read Ephesians 2, it tells you, you sit together in heavenly places in Christ. In Christ, you are in heaven. Ah, patty cake, bake a man. Roll them and roll them. All right. In whom also we have obtained, Paul said, an inheritance, being predestinated, that was them according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Now watch what he says also in Ephesians 1 and 4. See, what God did at the cross, he did not do it at the cross. To do it, he fulfilled it. I'm going to give you three verses. I'm going to give you Ephesians 1 and 4. I'm going to give you Hebrews 4 and 3. I'm going to give you Revelation 13 and 8. Everything God did was already finished. The gospel of Christ is a finished work. That's why Romans 5, 2, God already gave you two things. Romans 5, 1 and 2, put it in notes. I'm not going to be able to go to all of this. And because he has justified you, that is how you become an heir of salvation, because God justified you. In the old covenant, your characteristics and all of your credentials had to come from the pastor of the church. They don't think if you go to their church, you ain't saved. You got churches like that today. If you ain't at my church, you ain't saved. Well, in the new covenant, no man justified us. We were justified at the cross. To be justified means to be made righteous and given God permission of approval. Religion can't approve you. But that's what people are doing. And they're only getting converted. Change. Change. We used to sing that. We won't sing it no more. Because I didn't know. I was assistant pastor for 3.5 years. And we sang that. Some of you were with me at that place. We sang it all the time. Change. Oh, change. Has come over, change. No, you got to die. There don't be no change. Unless a butterfly fall, go up inside a tree and die. It'll never get its wings. Don't let anybody fool you. All right, Hebrews 4, 3. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 3. Make sure you get used to that voice, son. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 3. Ephesians 1 and 4, God has predestinated us. I didn't even read that, did I? What did I just give you? I said Ephesians 1 and 4. I didn't finish reading that. All right, let me go back there. I'm going faster than my mouth. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. So look, God chose the body of Christ in him before the foundation of the world. Just like he chose Eve in Adam before Adam was created. According as he has chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. That's why we are predestinated in Christ. God did not leave in a new covenant for no man to save you. People think if I baptize you, you become a new convert. Bring some converts to church. That's Old Testament. They are converted, but they still have sin. That's why Paul was deceived. When you go to Paul writing, the first thing they say is, if I keep reading Acts 26, the next verse talked about, and arise, be baptized, and wash away your sins. That's conversion. And that's what churches are practicing. They practicing. That's why nobody ever get pregnant. They practicing. Hope you hear me good. All right. Now, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 3. Now we can go there. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 3. For we which have believed do enter into his rest. That's who Christ is in the new covenant, his grace. As I sworn, these people believe they enter in, but they was waiting for Christ to come. For he which believed do enter into his rest. As I said, I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. So the works was finished. You're not here to finish no work. Grace means a finished work. God put us in a finished work. Let's go to everything I gave you first, you was already chosen in him before the foundation of the world. God has already finished his work when you was born. You're not here to finish no work. You're here to enter. You're here to know. You get nothing in the new covenant without knowledge. Everything you operate in the new covenant has to base on your knowledge. You got to know. Paul says that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable to his death. You got to know him. The more you die, decrease mentally, the more you'll know him spiritually. What keep you from knowing him is your opposition. Flesh lusts against the spirit. The spirit against the flesh. He's not talking about just this thing I hear. He's talking about what's left over from the Adam house. What's left over from the Adam family. Those things is what comes against you. Them thoughts. Those memories. That's why you have to, the Christ in you, cast them things down. I got a teaching coming to this house. Once Christ come in this house, he's the new man. All these idols must come down. All these things we used to love. There's a new man in the house that you got to fall in love with. And you can't love him thinking about the old things. That's why we grew up on precious memories. How they linger. Yeah, they got to go. Revelation chapter number 13. I'm not in the choir, so it don't matter. And not expecting to join the choir, right, Renee? All right. Revelation 13. So I showed you, you've been chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Then I showed you that the works were finished for the foundation of the world. Now Revelation chapter 13 and verse 8 says, and all that dwell on the earth shall worship him. He's talking about the Antichrist during their days. Whose names are not written in the book of life. Of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. That's why Christ knew what he had to do. He came to fulfill scripture. When John saw him, he said, behold the Lamb of God, who has taken away the sins of the world. How did he know? Because the one that the dove light up on, it will be him who would take away the sin of the world. Why is he saying that? Because people don't think he did. That's why they're being converted. Let's show you that. Let's go there. That's that earthly vision. Earthly vision. Let's go to Matthew chapter 18, verse 3. They had to be converted. In the new covenant. This is what 95% of churches are. Trying to get converts. That's why they says, we got to baptize this month. Why, Pastor? We got 7 converts. Praise God. I was there. That's why we baptized. Because we had converts. People who had been converted to religion. From one religion to another. From not going to church to going to church. I'm going to start back going to church, y'all. That's religion. What God wants you to do is to know. Not to come back to church, go back to church, but become the church. Once you become the church, then that means Christ lives here. And I don't have to worry. I can have church by myself. All right. Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. Y'all enjoying the word? All right. Matthew 18 and 1. At the same time came disciples unto Jesus saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? See, that's where they would be. But here they're saying, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? These two boys, mother went to Jesus and says, I want my two sons to sit on your right hand and on your left hand in the kingdom of heaven. Because they realized Jesus came to set up his kingdom. And people who was dying and they believe in Jesus' death, being resurrected yet, but they believe he's the Christ, the Son of God, they were put into the kingdom of heaven. They used to call it Abraham's bosom in the old covenant. All right, now watch this. Verse number 2 says, and Jesus called the little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say to you, except you be what? Converted. That's all you can get in the old covenant. And that's what people have been preaching. When you preach the gospel of the kingdom, you're preaching the type. The type means the kingdom of heaven is where you are in. You enter in. But when God born you again, Titus chapter 3, verse 3 through 7, he put all men in Christ. You can't do that. They only could be converted. I'm going to give you a scripture. You'll see what it means. And said, verily I say to you, except you be converted and become like one of these little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of God. They had to be converted to enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's a type. That's a parable. He's trying to tell you that you got to be born again, Nicodemus, to get in his kingdom. Well, how is it going to happen? Well, through my death, burial, and resurrection, I'm going to born. This is what people don't understand. Christ born all men in himself. Now, we go back to Adam. Now, we don't have no problem, but Adam had you in Adam when God created Adam. Did you know you was in Adam when God created Adam? Adam's seed is still producing. Huh? Yeah. You was in your daddy before we saw you. That's why I don't believe in people running around here talking about their genealogy. Just go back to Adam. Because you don't have no genealogy without Adam. See, the book you're trying to write do not have a genealogy. Go back to chapter 5 of Genesis. It said the genealogy of Adam. Or you're in the genealogy of Christ. Now, which one you in? You're a new creation now. All right? All right. Now, what I got here? Come on. I ain't got nothing. Nobody? I just did Matthew 18. Nothing else, right? All right, let's go. I just gave you a scripture I want to go to. I want to show you a couple of these. Go to Psalm 53, 13. Let me do that. I got about 3 minutes. Psalm 53 and 51 and 13, I'm sorry. Psalm 51 and 13. Go showing you converts. So in the gospel of the kingdom, men was only could be what? Converts. They could only be converted. That's why they were called proselytes. You was never new creation until Paul preached you the gospel of Christ. See, when you reject the gospel of Christ, there's nothing else left. Unless you just want to be converted. You just going to brag in your religion when you convert it. That's what people are doing. That's why every church you go to, they say, I'm Baptist, I'm Methodist, I'm Protestant, I'm Word of Faith, I'm Catholic. That's why. Because they're all being converted to that. But when you are in Christ, you are a new creation. You are not a convert. Psalm 51, verse 13. See, this is the kingdom. That's why the God, I want to make sure I don't forget another one. Luke 17, 20. Just want to show you the key, one on the kingdom of God. Psalm 51 and verse 13. Now, here we go. Psalm 51 and verse 13. Are you there? On the screen. Okay, here we go. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be what? Converted unto thee. That's all could happen in the old covenant. Let's go to James 5, 19 and 20. That's all happening in the old covenant. In the old covenant, you was only converted. That's why people are still talking about saved by water baptism. No, you just a convert. You put your name in the basket when it passed by you and say, I want to be water baptized. I'm a new convert. You have rejected God's salvation. Chapter 5 and verse 19. James 5:19. Anybody learning anything? See, that's what you got, people. They're converts. That's all you can get in the gospel of the kingdom. That's why they only preach faith. They don't preach you grace. They preach faith. They don't preach Christ. They don't preach the cross for salvation. They preach faith for salvation. And people hear it, but they don't know what they're hearing. That's the gospel of the kingdom. Brethren, James 5:19, brothers, if any of you do err from the truth, and one do what? Convert him. Convert him means turn him back to God. Bring him back to church. Then when they come back, they say, we got 10 converts. What do you mean? We got 10 folk going to be water baptized this week. Why? Because they put the name in the basket. Nobody said anything to them about nothing. Just they preach the gospel this morning, put your name in the basket, and they're a candidate for baptism. Bless God. And then they'll turn around and vote. How many in the church say they ought to join? Say aye. Any nays? I have it. Come on in, get the right hand of fellowship. Come on, y'all know I am not lying. You join church. That's all religion is. I'm a member. That's why I tell you this church, you're no members of this church no more. You are members of the body of Christ. So don't go out and tell nobody I'm a member of the door of faith. No, no, no. I'm a member of the body of Christ. Thank God for you being here. All right. Brothers, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, James 5:19, let him know that he who is converted the sinner. That's all you can do in the old covenant is convert the sinner. So when Christ came, he born the sinner again. So that's why people can't understand that. Where did the sin go? It went out with the sinner. That's who you were before the cross. Christ came to save sinners. We don't think he did. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. He's not a sinner anymore. But people are still preaching the Old Testament that people are sinners. That's why we got to baptize them. That's why they got to repent. Glory to God. If you don't repent, that's sin. Hallelujah. You got to repent. Be baptized in Jesus' name. See, they still see that person as a sinner. They want you to give them your qualifications to be a part of their church. And if you leave this church, glory to God, hallelujah, they're going to damn you to hell because they only see you as a sinner. That's why you got to repent and be baptized. And you fool around and miss 2 weeks. That's why one lady told me, I ain't been in church, pastor, for a while, but I'm still saved. And where'd that come from? Because they're taught you got to repent. That's why they have repentance services. Ashamed. People who God has created in Christ are having repentance services. You know why? Ignorance. That's why Paul's message is to deliver them from ignorance. From the power of Satan. That's ignorance. That's why this gospel got to be preached. Let me finish this. I'm done. I'm not going to be able to go any further. Brother, if any man do err from the truth and one convert him, let him that know that he which convert the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and hide a multitude of sins. That's all they had in the old covenant until Jesus died on the cross. 1 Corinthians 15. That's why people don't believe that Jesus took the sin away. Still baptizing. Why are you baptizing? Because you don't think the sin's gone. Sin is nature. Romans 5, God justified you. declared you righteous before God. Died on the cross, washed your soul from sin, and told the Father, it is finished. The payment for man's sin has been paid for. And yet people don't believe it. You know why? It's not being preached to them. They go into churches where everybody who want to go to heaven all dress in white and put white bunnies on, sit on the front row. And we are, because if you in white, you got to be all right. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, Paul says, which also you have received and where you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preach to you, unless you have believed in vain. I deliver you first of all that which I also received, how Christ died for our sins and he was buried, and God raised him again from the dead the third day. That's the gospel of Christ. His death, his burial, his resurrection. It does not get you converted. You got to die to your old man. When you receive this gospel, you are dead to sin. You are dead to the law. You are dead to the works of the law. You become a new creation in Christ Jesus, and God become your heavenly Father. Somebody give God praise in this house. Hey, my time is up. I thank you for yours. Come up on your feet. Get up on your feet. Get up on your feet. And the door of faith is open unto you.
Thank you for listening to the Door of Faith Ministries podcast. I hope this message was a blessing to you, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode. If you're listening on iTunes, be sure to give us a 5-star rating. Also, be sure to find us online at www.mydooroffaith.org. That's www.mydooroffaith.org.